From the Shepherd House International in Georgetown, Guyana, Bishop Victor Connors de Sabre, anointed by God, will inspire you with rare and down-to-earth but provoking teachings from the Word of God, to love the Lord deeply and to devote yourself to His work. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Now, here is Bishop Collins.
Hallelujah. Are you excited to be here this morning? Give Jesus a big hand clap. Let's pray.
Your grace is enough, more than I need. At your word, I will believe. I wait for you, draw near again. Let your spirit make me new, and I will fall at your feet. I will fall at your feet, and I will worship you here. Freely you gave it all for us, surrendered your life on high from death to life forever. Our God is glorified, servant and king. You rescue the world. This is our God.
Father, what a beautiful day and a beautiful morning it is. Thank you for bringing us together again. We don't take it for granted at all. We don't take it for granted at all that we are alive and that we are well. We don't take it for granted at all that we still have today, and by your grace we'll have tomorrow. Thank you that you are teaching us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. Coming into your house this morning, it was purposeful. We decided to come this morning. It's not by accident. It's not because we don't have anything to do. It is rather a conscious effort and a decision to not forget the God of heaven. Not forget the God who takes care of us, to whom we owe our everything, including our dear life. Thank you for your presence this morning. Thank you for the angels who are here. And thank you for your blessings. I know nobody is leaving your presence the same as they came. Thank you that it is accomplished as such. In Jesus' mighty name, somebody said amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated, please, in the presence of the Lord. Welcome to church. Amen. A few Sundays ago, I was saying that, we'd like everybody to kind of take one person, you know, that you'll be close to. You ensure that person is in church all the time. It's called a project of one. I hope that the obedient children in the house are up to the task. Amen. And one of the things that you must understand is that it takes maturity to even contribute to the house. You know, all of us, we have homes. And we are going to say this until you either leave or you change. Should I say it again? I said, we're going to emphasize on this until you either leave or you change. Because in every house, you'll be a bad parent if you are not able to train your children to contribute to the house at a certain age. Am I saying something sensible? There's no good parent who wouldn't train their children to contribute to the house at a certain age. If you're working, you live with your parents, and you don't pay any bill, you should blame your parents. I didn't hear amen. Because many of you like free things. But free things are not always good. But free things are not good. Yes. So as the father of this church here, I can't sit down and look at you as you've grown in this church for years and not even paying light bill or contributing to the light bill. So I'm saying that let us mature, because it's also maturity that comes into all of this. Let us mature and contribute to the development of this church. I'm going to say it as often as I can. So that if you don't like it, you either change or you find a church where nobody will trouble you. Because here we know all of you, know all your faces. And we know those who turn up for programs and those who don't turn up for programs. You come and smile with us Sunday morning like you like us. You don't like us. We are not deceived by your face. You know, so we're going to say it how many times until we either change over or God removes us and takes us to another place. Because if you don't bear fruit, you are not of use anymore. But if you don't bear fruit and you don't become productive in this system here, you are not of use to God and to us in a certain way anymore. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So this is a church that we are very focused on, not money coming into your bank account, but we are focused on people getting to know Jesus Christ. That is what we are here for. And so everybody, if you come to the church for a little while, you grow up, you must understand the vision. You must contribute. How many are going to contribute? Only 5 people. All right. So if you're going to contribute, then what is important is that you just take one person. Just take one person. Just take one person. Every Sunday, just make sure that that one person is coming to church. Is that a good idea? Choruses. Choruses. Dancing star. Yeah. Let's double the dancing star in our number. If every star will produce one star, it'd be fantastic. What do you think, Adam? Is that a good idea? Wonderful. So the obedient children will listen to what I'm saying and they will follow it. The disobedient ones, you won't do it, you won't follow it. And then God will not be happy with you. Because if you don't do what your father is telling you, God never blesses you. Or you didn't know that? Or you don't know that? Are you learning for the first time in your life that when you are disobedient to your father, God doesn't like you and bless you? You know, are you sure you know that? Or you think I'm not your father, that's why? Oh, I didn't give birth to you, right? Oh, I see. Well, you are deceived. Yeah, there are 9 types of fathers. One of them is the church father. The pastor is your father also. And whatever he says, it comes to pass. So make sure that you are in line with what we're trying to do. Amen. Yesterday we baptized some people. How many of us are not baptized in or with water? You are not baptized in, you have not been placed in the water. Rumi, you are not baptized in water? Jesus Christ. Are you serious? Are you shaking your head or you are standing up, you are talking to the bishop properly? Like somebody who belongs to Shepherd House. You know the group of people who don't respect me in this church? Do you know that? And you move with some of them. Did you know that? Pastor Michaelis told the dancing stars that if they don't build a relationship with me, they can't dance anymore. 2 little girls have left the dancing stars because of that. Yes. Yes. That's what it is. I didn't even know. Yeah. When he was getting them to the dancing stars, I said, wow, Charlie, you are very powerful. Because I know those people. They belong to a family that doesn't like me at all. But we entertain them here because why not? You come to church, it's a public place. So you see, I'm talking to you, and you're shaking your head. You are trying to change my temperature. And you know me, when my temperature goes high, it becomes something else. Sunday morning. I'm just surprised you're not baptized. And you didn't, why didn't you get baptized yesterday? Because of the people you're following. You can tell them when you go home that I said so. You know we are not afraid of anybody. You know that, right? Not afraid of anybody. Yeah, because you, how come you're not baptized in water? I don't understand. Oh, all these years you've been coming to the church. I mean, who else is not baptized in water? Stand. So where were you yesterday? Yeah? So why are you dancing? Anybody else? You're not baptized. Altia, you're not baptized. Hey, do we have water? Is the trench? Okay, come in. We got to. Yeah, we got to. They dug it, right? We got to put you in the trench this morning. They've cleaned it. Wonderful. Charlie, we take them right after church. We're going to baptize them. Yeah, them boys are here. Goldie, we'll make sure that these people are baptized. Amen. All right, thank you. Three people. No, you must be baptized. You can't be profess Christianity without being baptized. Are you with me? I am baptized. Yeah. How many of you are baptized? Yeah. It's not angels who baptize, it's human beings who believe in Jesus baptized. All right, so we have to arrange for these three people to be baptized this weekend. Yeah? Well, after church, go to the trench. There's a pontoon there. We can maybe ask the excavator people to just pick you up and then take you. I don't know, something. It can work, isn't it? So at least when you're going, you know that you're and then you come back up. The bucket will take you down inside. Yeah. No, if you believe in Jesus, you must be baptized. You don't get baptized because you are perfect. No, no. You get baptized because you believe in Jesus. That's all. Don't let nobody tell you nonsense. There's power in baptism, both Holy Spirit and water. And that is why some people don't want you to be baptized. They tell you are not ready. But you sex already. Yeah. That one, you're not ready for that? Excuse you? You don't have to ask you are ready to be. Don't let me say things Sunday morning. It's Sunday morning. I want to be holy this Sunday morning. The holiness code. First Sunday. So don't let me shift gear. I'll control myself. So, according to what we are here for, the church is here to ensure people are saved. And that's the main thing. The church is not here to give you money. You rather are supposed to give money to the church. It's the bank that is supposed to give you loans if you want loans. Are you there? And courts. In courts, they give loans also. Yeah, iPad, all these things. The church does not help you to start a business. One day somebody got angry with our church, and the person left. The person said that in this church, they don't give you nothing to start no business. Yes, yeah, so it's a small business, whatever. Yeah, microfinancing. The church is to win and establish and save souls. That's all the church is about. You get it? And as we do that, God has a way of also taking care of us. We are not here because of the money we will get. That's the last thing that's on our minds. Amen. And because it's the last thing on our minds, actually, God actually gives us a lot of money. Yeah. Yeah, that people, 9 to 11, it's 9 to 11. It's not 9 to 11, it becomes 9 to 1. But I want to talk about wealth creation this morning. Wealth creation. The creation of wealth. Yeah. Wealth. The creation of wealth. What is wealth? Let's see what the dictionary says about wealth. the wealth creation. Just give me a few minutes and then we'll be out of here. The dictionary says that wealth is a great quantity or store of money. A great quantity or store of money, valuable possessions, property, or other riches. So wealth is a great quantity or store of money, valuable possessions, property, or other riches. It defines, the dictionary defines wealth again as an abundance or profusion of anything, plentiful amount. So an abundance or profusion of anything. And then plentiful amount. That is wealth. Now, it is amazing how some people are rich or some people have wealth and some people don't have wealth. It has been a problem that mankind has tried to solve over the centuries. People, you know, we if you love people, you also would want people to do well. So sometimes you don't understand why some people have to have a land and they call them squatters. They are squatting when there's a profusion of land, abundance of land. It's like when it comes to Guyana, when you talk about land, land is like it's wealth. We are wealthy in land space. There's a lot. If you even strike a ratio between the people, number of people around, and then the land that is available. It's an abundance. But you ask yourself, why is it that everybody doesn't have a piece of land? It has been a mystery that human beings have tried to solve since Adam. Why the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. Now, wealth creation is very mysterious. It is not as simple as many people think it is. People think that if you go to America, you become wealthy. It's not like that. People think that, if you educate yourself, you become rich. People think, if I can just do a business, if I can get a stall at Starbrook Market or a stall in Border, I'll get rich. It is not very easy to create wealth. If it is easy, all of us would have been wealthy. And wealth, or being wealthy, is having an abundance of money. We try, we do box hand to try and get wealthy. That's how we do all those things, susu, and then this, and then loan, and then this, small business, all of that. It is all in an attempt to try to be wealthy. But you see, becoming wealthy is mysterious. Now, look at it. Many governments and many countries have tried to make their people rich. That's why you have what they call socialism, where everybody is supposed to be equal in a certain sense. Everybody is supposed to be taken care of. If you go to a place like Europe, especially in the Netherlands, many years ago, they had a very, very strong social system where if you don't have a job, you still get a salary. So those who work and those who don't work, there's basically no difference. In fact, sometimes when we discovered that as Africans, we decided not to work. Because we realized that if you don't work, the money they give you at the end of the day is the same as somebody who works. So why do I work? So they ended up having a lot of people who were not working. So again, the white man brought up a system to expunge people from the unemployment zone. So they will put pressure on you. You find a job. They will put pressure. Every day they will call you. They will call you. Have you applied? Then every week you have to go and prove the applications you have sent and the responses. And then they even created job agencies in the social sector that you will go and see them and they will help you get a job. They try to move everybody from that unemployment benefit to get them to work. And really, really, only those who can't work or have a disease or they are old or something, who genuinely cannot take an 8-to-5 job or 9-to-5 job. Those were the people we were taking care of. It is so interesting that they give your children money. And I'm sure that there's something like that here. Except that we are ignorant, we don't know. It's not effective because somebody takes the money to their pocket. Even the Ministry of Labor can get you a job.
We have Central Recruitment and Manpower Agency.
Yes, but you hardly even go there to look for a job. You only send applications to places where they don't want you. There are things in the country, you know, but it's because of ignorance. Because every country, every government wants to create equality and create wealth for the people. It is something that people and countries have been trying to do all these years. So in our country, there are places you can get a job. You go, Ministry of Labor, that's what Prince is talking about. Even free education. You can go and do CXE, evening classes, for free. You want a skill, you can go to GITC, you can go to Sophia School. There are things in the system that can help people to rise up, except that we don't know or we don't want to. You see, this is not a system where if you don't do anything, you get money. We are not abroad. If you are abroad, maybe the government will be sorry for you. And then, you know, brace you a little bit until you are strong. But we don't have that system. Here, the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. Are you with me? But there are things in the system. I tell you, Lady Pastor Abigail lives in Batica. And, you know, we're discussing how she will survive there and all of that. She was working at a primary school, a nursery school, a daycare place. Yeah, I think it's a nursery school. And then she was working, I think, in the you know, they feed them, isn't it? They feed the primary children. There's even feeding programs. So if you like, you don't even have to cook for your child. What a fantastic system. Do they feed you at the secondary school level? Do they feed you? Ayodele, you want to be fed? The way you said no, like you want food at a school. Where are the Christchurch people? Auntie Dion, please, Christchurch, feed the children. Because Ayodele, she shouted, pa. She would like to eat it at the school. Christchurch, free. Yeah, maybe you should campaign for that. Hallelujah. So you realize that countries have systems to take care of their citizens. But you have to ask yourself, how wealthy have you and I become? And we are still trying. We got to do some little plantain chip and put a table outside and try to see what we could get. Because otherwise, you making it. So becoming wealthy, that's why even the church has even turned into a money place. Where people don't come to the church for God. They come to the church so that a pastor can say, you have money. Yes. People come to the church so that the church will pray for them to get rich. And not to develop a relationship with God. Yeah, that one is not right. But it is all about this system or this principle of wealth creation where people want people to just get rich. Now, I don't think that the banks, they like us. Because anytime I call my bank for any problem, they always tell me that I am pre-approved for some money. Every time I call them, the other day I had a problem with my online banking, and I called them. When the guy finished helping me, he said, "Do you know Mr. Collins?" I knew where he was coming from. That you have been pre-approved. I said, "Oh, you people love me so much. You want to give me free money?" And they said, "Oh, this something million dollars. Are you interested? Can we help you and to assess it?" I said, "I've heard this one before. I'm still thinking about it. I've not made my mind as yet." So where is the branch of your bank? So I told him. He said, "Okay, I mean, if you like, I'll let them, you know, so that they can call you another time and you know, help you process and make sure that you get. I said, no problem. I wanted to get rid of him fast. I said, no problem. Bye-bye. The same day, an hour later, I got a call, local call. And he says that, oh, they heard that I'm interested in a pre-approved loan. I said, I didn't say I'm interested. I said, I'm thinking about it. And he said, oh, we got an email that you're interested. I said, no. I told your colleague clearly that I'm thinking about it. So don't worry. I'm still thinking about it. One day, who knows, maybe I come and say, give me the millions you've been promising me all this while. Only if they tell me I don't have to pay back, then I will take it. Yeah. I'll only take it if they will give it to me and say, don't pay back. They say, I should pay back. I said, they should take your money because you really don't love me. I thought you loved me. That's why you've been on my case all the while. Hey, since last year, anytime I go and I check something personal banking, they say, do you know? I say, yes, I know. Do you know? I say, yes, I know. So should we? I said, no, I'm still thinking. Even if I go online to do my bank business, that's one of the first questions that pops up. Pah! That you have, yes, no, maybe later. So I always type maybe later. I always press maybe later. Then come again, maybe later, maybe later, maybe later. Maybe if you like, I can collect it for you. Who wants it? Anybody wants it? I can call it. Listen, shall I collect it for you? You're smiling. You are trying to create wealth. Make sure everybody has money in the church. So in a similar way, God also has his kingdom. This is the kingdom of God. And God also has a system of wealth creation. People think that you get wealthy by holding on to money. Interestingly, you get wealthy by giving away money. There are researchers out there openly to prove that. That people who give away money tend to get more money than those who don't give anything. So becoming wealthy is mysterious. Now, as arithmetically speaking, you should get poorer when you give away money. It is not like that when it comes to the kingdom of God. In the kingdom of God, it is when you give. Not even in the kingdom of God. The Muslims and the Hindus, they practice this system I'm talking about, where they give away a lot of money. Yeah, every Friday, the mosque, they give money. The Hindus, this, they give. Ramadan, they share meat. They are so generous. Out of that generosity, money seems to also find its way back into their hands. Whereas we Christians want to hold on to the money and still want to be rich. So for a few Sundays, I want us to look into how tithing will help you generate wealth for yourself. Are you with me? Oh, you thought I was going to give a lecture or something. It's tithe I'm talking about. That's our social system. So I'm preaching from this book, How Tithers Fulfill the Laws of Wealth Creation. So remember, you have to understand who actually gives you the power to get wealth. You will walk and walk and walk and walk and just come to the realization that when it comes to wealth, having an abundance of money, you see, I got to understand this a while ago, that money is what the Bible describes as mammon. Money is mammon. And Jesus said, you cannot serve God and mammon. It means that money can be worshipped. Yes, and many of us worship money. The money in our purse, the money in our pocket. Mr. McLean, are you there? Many people worship their money. They find it very difficult to give money away to people. They give all kinds of excuses. They say, oh, when you give it to them, they'll go and buy, smoke weed. When you give it to them, they're going to buy alcohol. When you give it to them, you just don't want to give no money. They just say it clearly that I don't want to give out my money. It is the giving away of money that generates wealth. Very, very, very interestingly. So God in the kingdom that we live in is also trying to help his people become rich. How many wants to become rich? Samara, you don't want to become rich. You are rich already. Ash. Mike, you are rich already. In Christ. Yes. I'm also rich in Christ, but I need a dough to spend. Yeah. Mike, you think about it. The day you stop driving that big truck full of propane or methane gas from Saul. The day you stop driving it, I hope you'll be able to go to Barbados for a holiday. Now you go to America every weekend. You can go to America for holiday. It may not be so. NIS, where is Rudy and Co? NIS will not even give you money. They say, your records, we can't find your records. No contributions. I was telling NIS people, I said, but me, I pay NIS, but I never get anything back from them. Only glasses. Okay, so I have to go to an optician and say, I need glasses. Only, please take your money. Ah! You have to join a life for 10,000 too. Oh, please. No. Voucher. Wow. Musical chairs. Oh, boy. No, please. I don't want to go there at all. Yeah. I hear when you call in sick with a medical, they pay you money. And not under 4 days. After 4 days. Not under 3 days. That's be 3 days or more. So you get a percentage of the salary. So I say, me, I should call in sick. Yeah. Rebecca is here. Rebecca will give you medical. She's a doctor, almost doctoring. She's almost doctoring. Yeah, 14 days. So that they can give me money. I get maximum 28 days. So let me go for the maximum 28 days. Because I don't think they even know that I'm alive. I only pay my contribution. I don't trouble them for nothing. They don't even know me. So they got to feel that I'm in the system also. What do you think? So those who employ me, I'm going on sick leave this week. I'll be preaching anyway. 28 days. So NIS people can give me something. Even if I have to get a voucher. Because I studied. I said, every month when I pay this, my contribution, what's happening to me and to it? Who's going to get it? Because I'm not going on pension until I'm dead, though. Yeah, even if I can't walk, I'll be in a wheelchair to come and preach. Yeah. The pulpit will become shorter. You see, I'll be here preaching to you. There's no pension for preaching, though. We preach. Our preaching is not the job where you do 9 to 5. Preaching is a life. It's a life. We'll come with a wheelchair, crying. Come, we'll be preaching. We'll be shaking like that. We'll be preaching. We'll be preaching, crying. I tell you, more power. Yeah, the young boys will carry me with my hands, and I'll come and lay it on you. They'll take my hand and lay it on you. You'll feel the power. You see the hands. Tell the old man he's powerful. Yeah, I want to preach until I'm dead. No retirement. Yeah, there's not a work we retire. Yeah, no pension. No. But I guess so. So that's why I want to collect my money I'm paying now. Unless people who will be around when I'm dead are campaigning for the money. They'll get the money, right? Yeah, I'll rise up in their dreams and scare them. Where's my money? Have my money there. Yeah. So we want to learn about how wealth can be created on our behalf or for us. Because that system is there. That in the kingdom of God, we can be wealthy. You see, when people see wealthy Christians, they get jealous. They see pastors and church members who are rich. They say, oh, anytime people see pastors who are rich, they say it's church money. But when you see politicians get rich, do we say it's the country's money? They should all submit their records to the Integrity Commission. Let's see. They think we are children. There are things they have in people, other people's names. A lot. It will just only show one or two to just make it not sound very weird that of all these years of being in politics, you don't have anything. But we are not children. We know that they have stashes all over the place. Especially the African president, they have stashes in Switzerland. There's a president called Mobutu Sese Seku Kuku Bendu Wazabanga. Yeah. It means from everlasting to everlasting. He's president until he's dead. No elections. If you bring elections, they'll kill you. He's a lifetime president. At a point in his life, the country's debt was equal to his wealth. So if the debt of the country was $1 billion, that was it. He was worth $1 billion. He was the guy who goes to Paris, goes to a restaurant with a briefcase, and he pays cash. He buys a bottle of wine that is $6,000. Yeah. Kuku Bendu was a banger. People are following him with a suitcase full of dollars. There's 450 people. There's no credit card swiping, nothing. You go, they take over the restaurant, they eat. One champagne bottle is $6,000. When they finish drinking, they take out the money from the suitcase and they count it like that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then he moves with his entourage. Yeah. So people are rich in the system. People are rich. Or you've not seen rich people before. There are rich people in the system. You think that people are rich in Guyana. Some people are genuinely rich. It's not everybody who is rich in a certain dubious way. Some people are genuinely rich. They have worked hard for their money and for their resources. They have used wisdom and management that God has blessed them with to create wealth. There are people like that in the system. In the kingdom of God, we can also be wealthy. Are you not excited about that? Yeah, we can also be wealthy in the kingdom of God. And being wealthy comes through these steps. Now, tithing Christians fulfill the law of humility, which creates wealth. When you tithe, you actually create wealth by that act. Why? When you tithe, you are actually becoming humble. You know, tithing is a way of being humble. In Psalm 75 and verse 6, do you know that when you tithe, it's a sign of humility? Do you know that? No, when you tithe, you look at it. You work hard for your money. And then at the end of the month, you say that it's God who made you get the money. So you are bringing 1/10 to Him. People who tithe are actually saying that it is not by my strength that I achieved what I have achieved. It's a sign of remaining humble that there is somebody rather who has actually given you what you have. Those who don't pay tithes rather are proud that they have worked hard for what they have and no pastor or no church is taking a tenth of it. Yeah. So the Bible says that for promotion, those who tithe are saying that promotion has not come from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. The increase that came into your hands, the money that you have that you are tithing out of it, you are saying that you did not have anything to do with it. That promotion did not come from the east, nor the west, nor the south. The verse 7 goes on to say that, but God is the judge. He is the one who puts down one and he sets up another. So when you tithe, you are actually acknowledging this scripture that it is God who has set you up. It is humility. to take one tenth of your salary and come and give it to. Where's God? Where's God? Is God here? Show me where God is. That's why people say, you're giving the money to the pastor. Because it's tight. What do you mean by tight? That's why many of us don't even pay it regularly. Because it is something that humbles you. That I have this money and I just let it go. Without thinking so much about it's humility. It's humility. To take a tenth of your increase and put it in a card on a day like this, first Sunday of the month, and come and stand here and say, this is my tithe. How do I even know that it's a tenth of your increase? You have calculated it, all right. This act of humility creates wealth. Because it causes God to come down on you with blessings. Amen. This is how God blesses his people. The Bible says that God gives grace to the humble. He gives grace to the humble. So if you are humble, you automatically receive grace. You are somebody that you are on God's list to promote and to bring up somewhere. It is those who go down that are brought up by God. So tithing is a sign of humility. Those who are proud, they don't pay tithe. As I'm preaching, I see Mr. McLean, his tithe card is in his pocket. Yeah. He's paying his tithe. It's a sign of humility. And you wonder how every month you still get something to come and give it. I tell you, I am blessed. I've been paying tithe since I gave my life to Christ in 1989. Do you think about it? Even if it is a form of investment. If it's a form of investment, you think about it. How rich I am in the church for paying a tenth of my increase since 1989. It's 30 years. It's 30 years my money has been going into the kingdom of God. Do you expect me to be poor? I beg you. If I was working at Banks DIH and I have shares, every month I increase my shares for 30 years. I tell you, at a point I'll even own about 25% of the company. Stock exchange. At a point, I can even take over the company. 30 years of investment, every month, a tenth of my increase. Don't tell me I'm poor. I am rich because I have investment in the kingdom of God. Yeah, I'm rich because I have investment. That's what makes us rich. So we create wealth by humbly paying our tithe. So if you don't pay your tithe, it means you are proud. It means, number one, it means you're going to be poor, number two. Yeah, you don't have any investment in the kingdom of God. So when the time comes for, you know, your shares, they mature. If you invest, annual report, they see how the company is faring and your shares mature because you realize that, I mean, you bought the shares for, let's say, $100 a share. Now you can actually sell it for about $300 a share. It's like, wow, you are earning $200 on a share. It's 200%. And if you have invested over 30 years in a company, my God, anybody can go and talk your name in the wrong way. You invested for 30 years. And I'm saying that, look at the secular world. Nobody invests in anything for 30 years and go poor. Nobody. I said nobody. Nobody, ExxonMobil, who has come here to invest and to help us drill our oil. You watch them after 30 years. The CEO will carry millions of money. And they're already getting what? 98%. Look at that. Look at that. Already rich. Just by signing the agreement, they are rich. Because they are investing in the equipment and the materials that are bringing. Because we can discover, how do we even know that? You see how many years we've been independent? Who is going down there to see that there's oil? We frighten water. As you go, we frighten. What? Me? Nah. Me going there. Even baptism, we don't want to be baptized. How much we're going down and under the seabed to look for oil. How do you find oil under the sea? You know, I've no idea. So the people who know, they have invested in knowledge and equipment. And they bring it, and they come and they do the research. And they find the oil, and they say, I invested in my equipment. I invested in my knowledge. I cannot be poor for the rest of my life. And those in those businesses, their children and their children's children are rich already. Like Brother Mike is saying, he's rich in Christ. It's the same thing. The children of these CEOs and the owners of these companies, they are rich in Exxon. Not in Christ, they are rich in Exxon. Their parents and their grandparents have built something for them. I was listening to an interview. Some reporter was trying to snitch on Kenneth Copeland. He was asking him, how come, you know, he has his own private jet? He has about two of them. How come he doesn't travel commercial? How come he has all this money and all of that? And then Copeland was explaining. But one thing he mentioned that I realized is that people are some way. Is that he said that where he lives, there's natural gas on his property. Like we head off in Diamond. Me, I'll be there. I'll move. I'll long fence over the place. I'll live there. Natural gas. You know how much money you get with natural gas? The government will have to come and buy the property from me. But the people run away. They abandon the place. They buy them out. I want to know how much they bought them for. Me? I'll be there. I'll be sleeping outside like that. I'll be breathing the gas. Natural gas on your property. You know what an American will get from that thing there? The people beat out. I don't know. You don't even understand wealth. Fantastic. Kenneth Copeland. He's been preaching for how many years? Over 50 years. He says in his house, you know, these American pastors, you know, their houses are big, ranch houses. He said in his compound, in his yard, he has natural gas. And I went to Lethbridge in Canada, in the middle of nowhere. And as the pastor was driving me to the town, he was showing me people's properties, people's homes, that they have oil on their lands. And they sell it. They have these small, manageable drills. This drill they call it, right? There's a drill. And they Shell and these people go there and they pump it for them every week or every something. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. 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 Somebody's house lot. It has gas, it has oil, crude oil down there. And they've designed a nice mini drill that they pump like that. See, oil. When the tank is full, he said, they don't work. It's the property, family property. They pass it on from generation to generation. They are rich already. They don't have to go out to be rich. Yeah. You will watch it, our country. When are we going to get wealth? When are we going to be wealthy? Jack Joe wants to come back. Yeah. He wants to come. Yeah, Granger wants to stay on. It's a war. Yeah, Granger doesn't want to go. Jack Joe wants to come back in the form of Ali. Another form. Another manifestation. Granger says, I'm not old. I'm strong. I'm not old. I can be here. Because if you are going to rely on these people, we will never be wealthy. We will never be wealthy. They will never be wealthy. That's why God calls us and he brings us into the church and he establishes us and he gives us ways by which you and I can do well without all these systems and all these things that are there. Tithing fulfills the law of humility, which creates wealth. We'll continue next week. Stand to your feet, please. Let me go along. Let me go along. Oh, so you didn't clap. That's okay. All right. I know you vexed. That's okay. I can take the vexing. I'm closing. It's early, right? So those who don't want to go home, don't worry, you stay when we close. We'll play domino and things, right? Let's pray. Father, thank you for the principle of tithing. Those who tithe, they create wealth because they enter into humility. And it is humility that Lord God Almighty brings greatness. Humble thyself before the Lord, and he shall lift thee up. You are lifting your people up because we humble ourselves to respect and honor the tithe covenant. I pray that this wisdom, this knowledge that the king of this kingdom has established for the subjects in this kingdom to be wealthy will be practiced 100% every month, every season, every time. And Lord, we will see our way. Lord, we will enjoy the fruits of our labor. Lord, we will not work for somebody else to come and enjoy the works of our labor. I pray, oh God, that as we practice and we wholeheartedly follow the statutes of the word of God, Lord, wealth will be created among us. For ourselves, for our children, and even for our children's children. Thank you. I honor you, Lord, and I bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen. You are here this morning, you are not saved, you are not born again. I want to say, Bishop, please pray for me. I want to give my life to Jesus Christ. I want to give my heart to God. If you're here like that, I want to pray with you. All you have to do is just lift up your right hand. I will pray with you with all my heart. Bishop, please pray for me. I want to be saved. I want to be born again. I'm not saved. If I die right now, I'm not sure whether I'll go to heaven or hell. You want to be sure before you leave the service this morning. I want to be saved. I want to be born again. Bishop, please pray for me. If you're here like that, I want to pray with you. Just your right hand up high. Your right hand. God bless you. God bless you. I see that hand. God bless you. God bless you. Anybody else? My hand is up, Bishop. Please pray for me. I want to give my heart to God. God bless you. God bless you. I see that hand. God bless you. If you lifted up your hand, I want to ask you to come to God. Come to the front. I want to pray for you. Come, my sister. Come. My brother, come. Come. God bless you. God bless you. Oh, clap for them as they come. God bless you. Right here. Right here. God bless you. God bless you. Oh, clap for them. Clap for them. Oh, are you clapping? Are you clapping? Clap. God bless you, my sister. God bless you. Come to Jesus. God bless you. For God so loved the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Whosoever believe will not perish. Here in front, I want you to pray this prayer with me. Church, join in as we pray together. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart, and I confess with my mouth that Jesus died for me. I declare that Jesus is Lord over my life. I believe Jesus died and rose again. I open my heart and I invite Jesus to come into my life, to take control, to be my personal savior and my master. From this day forward, I believe that by this simple prayer, I am born again. My life has changed. I am now a child of God. My name is in the book of life. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's Word. For booking and more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call us on 592-225-6760. Or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.shepherdhouseinternational.org.
God richly bless you.